In our 40th year, in the late 1960s, when we hadn't passed Saturn and the sun shone upon us, in Blagoveshchensk, which is now Village 20, lived a man and his son and his grandson together. Just try to imagine an old set so different where children know parents and serve them and love them. And try to imagine that blood is still greedy and air hard to come by and food even scarcer. With wings on each morning, he sets out for Albazan. Now Village 14, he sits with a quorum of old men like him who remember the Volga and how one could ache from the effort of walking. They read from a book that was smuggled in pieces from Earth and then stitched back together. They argue the meaning of things said on mountains, the word in the desert. Believe me, my cousins, that life isn't always like what came before it. The soil is changed by each harvest. At home in his hammock, his sun hasn't risen. He sags in the darkness and curses the father who traded his birthright of meadows for nothing but stories and statues and stale incantations. With hours of driving a shovel before him, the vacuum above him, a vacuum inside him, he boils a porridge of buckwheat and leaves it. His son is still growing and trusting and needs it. Believe me, my cousins, that life isn't always like what came before it. The soil is changed by each harvest. The child is not like his father. The grandson is dreaming. A boy he knows told him they're building a city in the desert. He's there under towers where laws will be written. He dreams he can climb these mountains. The soil is changed by each harvest. The child is not like his father. The law is rewritten with each judgment. Something's lost, something's gained, 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 something's lost, something's gained. Some things lost, some things gained, some things lost, some things.